Blog Talk Radio.
Real Talk with Emo Radio Show.
Welcome to the third season of Real Talk with Emo, my exclusive hour and a half late night radio / talk show here on Streets Radio. Catch me right here every Monday, 10 p.m. West Coast time. I'll be bringing you real talk about everything in life, from music, racism, politics, new world conspiracies, violence, religion, and at the same time giving you some good music and special interviews throughout the season. So tune in every Monday, 10 p.m. on your cell phone or online, and be sure to tell a friend. To talk to me live during the show, just give me a call at area code 646-478-3243 and press 1, and be sure to be ready to go live, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show on StreetsRadio.com.
What it do, what it do. It's your boy Sir Emo, all the way from Sacramento, California. You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m., because this is where I'm hanging out at. 10 p.m., you can find me right here for an hour and a half playing some local music, some major people music, giving you some interviews, giving you some game on life, you know, all that good stuff, you know what I mean? So today, you know, we're going to try to chop it up about a few good things, you know, about kind of how the weed game is out here in California now, and the streets versus the clubs. And, you know, I got a bunch of big interviews coming. You know, we're finna start doing a lot of interviews. I'm about to try to break the record on probably doing the most interviews on a radio show in a short amount of time. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're just going to keep it popping, man. I wanted to kind of start the show by telling y'all a little bit about this Streets Radio thing we got going here. So, you know, Streets been around, you know, for about, since 2003. You know, the homie, the homegirl Taz, the MC down in Seattle, you know, she started this a long time ago, man. She's been doing her little thing with this Streets movement for a minute. So, I mean, if you checked out the show other than just Mondays and my show, you know, we got nice shows all through the week, and all the DJs, like six or seven DJs, are all from different parts of the country. So you get real stuff from the streets from different areas, you know what I mean? So, you know, just go to the Blog Talk and, you know, click on subscribe and reminder, and, you know, we got a little iTunes button right up under the icon. You know, you can click follow, and you can click iTunes, and it'll go right to your iTunes, and your iTunes will download all the episodes from me, you know, all the other DJs. You know, we got Whatever Wednesdays, hosted by Tazzy. It Is What It Is, hosted by DJ, I don't want to say his name wrong, but, you know, It Is What It Is. You know, you can check that out on Sundays, I think. We got Rocking Out with NAB. Then we got Fresh Fridays live with Gems, On Deck Thursdays with Miss Fifi. And, I mean, you know, every day we got something going down. So don't just slide. It ain't just about me, period. That's basically what I'm trying to say. This whole little radio show thing and everything is not just about me. It's about me trying to show y'all that other people out here doing whatever, and that's what Streets is about. We in the streets out here right now. This radio station has been around since 2003. I've been on the station about 2-3 years. So, you know, this is like my third season coming back doing another episode of what I got going. So I've been down with the movement for a minute. You know, we come through, do what we got to do to help her keep the streets going. So y'all check that out on Blog Talk Radio. It's Streets Radio, STREETZ Radio. And you search that on Blog Talk and you'll find us, you know what I mean? You see it on my Facebook and all that too. Just go to it, man, and don't just follow me is all I'm saying. Check out all the other DJ shows on here and you'll see that we got something that's from the streets from all over the country. So I'm going to get that. With that said, I'm going to get this started because I got a few things I want to talk about. you know, hopefully I can spit a little game. People be telling me, you know, man, that's game what you be saying on my little short messages and stuff, on my short statuses and stuff on Facebook. You can only put like 150 words or 140-some, 300-some words or whatever. So you can't really say what you want to say on the statuses and stuff. But, you know, I try to sneak in a message every time I update my status. I told somebody today, man, I don't be on Facebook doing none of that other stuff you might see people doing. I'm not on there looking for females and all that stuff. I'm on there to grab supporters. You know, hopefully I can turn another female into liking my music and what I'm doing. You know, she might do music. She might need a video or album cover or whatever. So I'm on there trying to search for people that can help me so I can help them. So, I mean, you know, that's what you should use Facebook too, you know, for too. You shouldn't be using it for trying to come up and try to be the next Soulja Boy and like I came up because Facebook helped me. And you go around posting all your stuff on people's walls and all that, bugging people, all that. I mean, you know, you should be on there trying to get to know people, but don't bug them, man. If they want to know you, believe me, they'll come find you. You feel me? If it's meant to be, it's going to be. So with that being said, man, I just wanted to say shout out to everybody that's tuned in. The phone lines is lit up tonight. We're just going to play a little music and talk about a couple real things that's going on in society right now. Because this is Real Talk with Emo, and this is how we do it. Every Monday, 10 p.m. Keep it live.
Yeah. Real shit.
Real shit.
Let's do it. Merce Gang.
Merce Gang.
Yeah. Been getting money.
Yeah.
Been getting guap. Never gon' quit,
no.
Never gon' stop.
Yeah,
niggas hatin' cause they ain't been where I been. They ain't seen what I seen.
No.
They don't dream what I dream.
Yeah.
Been getting money, been getting guap. Never gon' quit,
no.
Never gon' stop.
Yeah.
Niggas hatin' cause they ain't been where I been. They ain't seen what I seen. They don't dream what I dream,
nigga.
Big house, big rims on the fucking car. Hella jewels, stunners on like a movie star. And that shit still don't define who we are. Only way to get rich is to hustle hard. The fact is, niggas blind to the fucking truth. Learn to separate the real from the fucking booth. If everything is fabricated, tell me what's the use. You wanna be the best, the success is the proof. I dust these haters off, cause they nothing to me. Quick to smile in my face, but they can't fool me. Stay ahead of my class, so they can't sue me. Twist big blood while they searching hard for doobies. Niggas quick to run their mouth on how you get it in. We're the same niggas when you need some dividends. Why you can't shake them when you got some to lend? That's why I only roll with family, nigga, fuck friends. Been getting money, been getting guap. Never gon' quit, never gon' stop. Niggas hatin' cause they ain't been where I been. They ain't seen what I seen, they don't dream what I dream. Been getting money, been getting guap. Never gon' quit, never gon' stop. Niggas hatin' cause they ain't been where I been. They ain't seen what I seen, they don't dream what I dream. Nigga, been getting money, been getting guap. Never gon' quit, never gon' stop. Niggas hatin' cause they ain't been where I been. They ain't seen what I seen, they don't dream what I dream. Money, guap, never.
Hands up in the air. I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
Put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard.
but got a lot to show for it.
Yeah.
Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew.
What?
Follow us around and make the show
and
for
I'ma
it.
Hit some drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit some night up like it's my last. I'ma dress up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at.
Now she rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's guest list. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side, let me see them
hands up in the air.
And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I'ma hit the drink up.
Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear
boy,
I'ma do it like I never had it at.
What's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m., man. I'm right here trying to give y'all some good music, you know, talk about some shit, see what happened. You know what it is. So the first thing I kind of wanted to talk about is, you know, the street drugs, man, the streets. Like right now, man, streets, if you're doing something illegal to hustle or whatever, you might as well give it up, bro. That's over with, man. You can't sell no drugs nowadays, bro. I mean, invest your time into selling toilet paper and you might do better than selling dope. To me, I mean, especially if you're just now trying to start doing it or whatever, I don't care if it's weed or whatever, man. Oh, if it's weed and you're trying to sell some weed, oh, you need to give it up. It's a wrap. Right now, they have everybody in California. I don't know wherever else they, you know, in Sacramento, it's caught on, but it's a California thing because they couldn't wait for it to happen in Sacramento too, because we've seen it happen in the Bay or happen in L.A., and they start opening these cannabis clubs, right? So these people, you know, you go to, I thought, you know, when they started doing it, it was for medical purposes, to tell the truth. But, I mean, you know, I personally know about 100 people that went to these doctors and didn't just say something was wrong with them. The doctor didn't even really look at them. He just said, okay, you say that's wrong with you. All right, sign a paper, bam, give you the prescription. Pay this much money, and then you go out and get your car and all that shit. So they're making hella money on just to give you the prescription, and then they're making hella money in the clubs. So then they got the tree all in the club that's like, wishy-washy, man. They'd be like, man, this shit is cool, but it ain't all that. They come up with these funny-ass names and shit, and that's people get all hyped like, oh, I like that name. See, they found out that a name, if they named it like certain names, people would just go nuts. So they start coming up with these super names, and that's mainly what they're selling you. You know what I mean? You can't really, I can't go on the streets nowhere and really find a brother and be like, man, you got something for me? Because they hurting right now because of clubs and shut it down. So if you're doing something illegal, man, you need to get out of that right now. Find yourself something to invest your money into and do some business. I mean, you know, get up, hustle, and stay on your shift like you do on the block with your business. You know, open it up in the morning. Don't leave until you feel like you ought to make enough money. Might be 10 o'clock at night. Get up 10 o'clock in the morning on the block. Don't go in about 10 o'clock in the night. Do that with a business. See what happens. I guarantee you, man, you'll get a lot further. Because right now they're shutting all that down. I think it's a setup. So, you know, just telling y'all how I feel. But now, to keep it moving, I think I got somebody got the one push that might want to talk to me right quick. Let's see if they really want to talk, man. What's happening? What's happening? Who is this on the line?
What it do? What it do? This Park.
What's up, homie?
Man, you know I've been MIA, man.
You've been MIA, but I've been seeing you working, though.
Yeah, man. You know I got to get at you any way possible. I see you working, too, so I got to get at you any way I can. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, man. I was just thinking about you. I was watching this little Cat Biz video earlier and seeing you up in there. It was like, man, I need to see this, brother, so we can get rolling.
Man, real talk. Yeah, man, I'm just tuning back in. I'm glad you're back on strong and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've been just trying to, you know, get back in the swing of things, but this is the third, fourth show back, and I'm finna start doing some interviews and all kind of little. I got a bunch of little interviews lined up, man. I'm gonna try to do it real big. So, with that being said, I think I might as well just start with you since I got on the line, man. I mean, this is my homie Peter Parker right here. I did a video for him. I did, you know, a lot of recording for him. We finna put in work. All that don't matter. But I won't tell the people, man, who you are, bro, because I know people be seeing Emo posting this Peter Parker stuff, and, you know, they be clicking like, and some of them looking at it like, who is this dude or whatever, but, you know, tell them who you is, Pete.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this thing for a minute, you know what I mean? I've been holding down site for a second. I came out with my homeboy Sweet Daddy back in, like, you know what I'm saying, mid-90s on Jive with a group called Level 6. You know what I'm saying? I had the song Who Be the Dopest. We was on Jive Records. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my solo thing right now. Got a few projects out. Early Christmas project been out. You know what I mean? That beautiful single is out right now, causing a little frenzy on the internet. You got that Your Mom's Favorite around the corner. So I'm just out here grinding, just, you know, just trying to reintroduce myself back on the scene. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so what you been up the last couple of weeks, man? I've been seeing you out of town, interviews and doing stuff. Like, what you been on the campaign? What's going on?
Man, the campaign is jumping off, man. We just getting ready to push this new project that Your Mom's Favorite. We got that beautiful single that's just, you know what I'm saying, just causing a frenzy right now. We're trying to get this video treatment together for that thing and hopefully get this thing really pushing. I think with the video, once we get the video out, it's really just going to take it to another level. And then, you know what I'm saying, really just go ahead and drop that project, like, within the next month.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see that moving because, you know, I always respect how you move. So, you know, it's all good. I mean, how can people get at you, bro? You know, check your music out or some Reverb Nation, YouTube, tell them all that.
Yeah, you know, Reverb Nation / the Peter Parker. Peter Parker is PETAPARKA. Of course, you can get at the old school MySpace .com/ Peter Parker. Still got that page on there. Tumblr, I'm on Tumblr now, the Peter Parker Tumblr, you know what I mean, and go to thepeterparker.bandcamp.com too, where you can get that free download of Early Christmas right now. You can cop that beautiful single there too.
It's all good, bro. I mean, well, hopefully we should be getting on it soon then, right?
Yeah, man, I had a little unfortunate incident, man, you know what I'm saying? I guess because, you know, that weed drought, I guess, cast back into the GTA now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, nigga had a little, had a little whip incident, you know what I mean? So I'm back in effect, though, you know what I mean? So definitely this week, man, we got to touch bases, man. I got to get at you.
All right, well, shit, you know, hit me up, man. You see me just working and shit. You hit me the other day. I was working. I meant to hit you back, but you see we bump heads when we need to. So just hit me up, man, whenever, and we get on it. I'm ready for you.
It is what it is. I'm at you, boy.
All right, man. Good looking for calling in, my dude.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. That was my homie Peter Parker right there. You can log on to the YouTube.com/emo3000, man. Check out that Peter Parker video. I'm pretty sure you'll like that. Right now, I'm going to get on to the next. You know how we do it. Come on. That's my partner's niece. He puts the hustler's niece. That's a little project we finna put out from the streets to the playground. A little 6-song EP we finna drop on her, and it's finna be nice. We just shot a video yesterday on her, so you know, look out for that. I think it's called Go On One Get On One, something like that. I forgot the name of it, but you'll see that on YouTube.com/emo3000. AKA Emo TV, man. So make sure you tune in and, you know, keep that up. So, you know, like I said, tune in to Real Talk with Emo, like you should be every Monday, at 10 p.m. Right now, I got somebody on the phone, so I'm going to see what they're talking about. You know how we do it. What's happening, man? Who I got on the line?
Hello?
What's up with you, dude?
What's up, man? What's crackling?
How you been, my brother? Who this?
It's Nige.
What's up, big homie?
What's cracking, man? I like that little joint, that DD joint. I got a collab with that one.
Yeah, that's nice right there. She got a little six-song EP. Every six song sound good.
Let me know what's up, man. Let me lace a little hook on there for her.
Yeah, for real, though. We're going to have to do that. I got to get more Nige down here, period. You know what I mean? Because I don't think I really... We got to get busy, bro. I mean, so what you been up to, man? It's been a while. I know you've been cooking up something. What's going on with you?
Man, I just been doing a lot of features. About to hit the studio, doing a lot of, like, old school projects with Monster Grip Records, like real 70s style. I'm about to do Oldies But Goodies track with them. It's going to be all remade 70s style funk music, but we're going to put a flip on it. They're the ones that started Lil Raider out. I know you probably heard of him.
Yep.
I got a feature I'm doing with Rap Tone Records out of Bulgaria. The Bulgarians is loving me. So, you know, trying to go overseas with it.
Any new videos in the work?
Man, I got to get these videos cracking, but I just never seem to have the time for it, man.
Yeah, buddy, I know how it is because I do videos, so I be wanting to do my own videos, like all kind of songs, but I be doing so much other stuff, I ain't got no time for myself.
Yeah, I feel that. I know I do graphics and marketing stuff for everybody out there, and I barely got any for myself. I ain't got no time for it. That's why I haven't put out no more projects of my own. I just don't got time.
Yeah, I ain't been able to get to a cover of my own or nothing. I feel you all the way. So, I mean, you know, tell everybody who you is, bro, and make sure they know who you're talking to, how to get in touch with you, you know, what you do. I know, you know, you sing beautiful hooks, you rap also, you got the Bayway clothing line, but, you know, tell everybody what's going on, what's, you know, what Bayway is and all that.
Man, if you don't know, it's established 2003, my clothing company, Bayway Clothing. It is a brand name. Also have a store in Vacaville, do custom graphics and T-shirt and flyers, vehicle wraps, basically anything you could possibly need for marketing. So if you need it, get at me. The best way is probably Facebook. My number's on there. Just go facebook.com/BigNige707. As BIGNIGE 707. On Twitter is at Mr. Bayweria. I'm following Emo, so if you fuck with Emo, you'll be able to find me on there. Mr. BAYWEARIA. Man, just Google me. That's what I tell everybody. You'll find me.
That's what's up, man. That's all you got to do. Anybody you call here that I be talking to, man, I'm telling you, we really been in here for a long time. We just ain't got our dues yet, but when I kick in the door, I know who to call instantly. So, you know, Big Nige is one of the homies that I really, really would recommend if you need T-shirts or any kind of work, man, hooks, featuring, whatever. This brother's professional, and he knows what he's doing. So he'll get on the freeway, whatever, to you too, if you're talking real. So I appreciate you calling in. I ain't talked to you in a minute, so it was good to hear you.
Oh, man. It's always always a blessing to have you on the phone, man. We're definitely going to connect. Anybody wants me to feature, just you can check out some samples on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and put in Big Nige or Bayweria. I'm on Emo 3000 on his Emo TV, and we can get it in. Just hit me up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thanks for calling in, bro. You be safe, my dude.
You too, man. Tell everybody in Sacramento, DD the next one. Big Nige stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good looking, my dude.
All right, boy.
100. Yeah. That's my homie Big Nodge right there. You know what I mean? I mean, basically, if I talk to my peoples first easily. So if you can't find them on their own pages and you didn't understand what was happening right now, you can still go back and check out the archives of the radio shows from the past. And you can listen to this show as many times as you want to, bring the little low bar back if you couldn't hear what they said and see what they spelled. Because, I mean, everybody that's going to be on my show is going to be a benefit for you. You know what I mean? I'm going to have people from Murder Dog Magazine coming through, video, people that promote videos, not just people that do videos or whatever, but when you do a video, I know a couple people that can get your video placed in a bunch of places all over the state. So, I mean, you know, but it costs. The only reason why you don't really see none of this stuff going on, because when it comes to me referring a person to the next person, I'm not going to refer you to the next person if you're not about your shit, because we all handling business or whatever, so I'm not going to send you over there and do like, man, who is that you sent over here? He came over here with $10 trying to get me to do $1,000 worth of work. I mean, we know where I work. You know what I mean? So right now, that's how when everybody be calling, they want to come to the studio, they want to come hang out, and it's like, I don't really just hang out doing none of this. This everyday job, and all of the people that I affiliate with do it the same way. They, you know, we see each other when we can now. We used to holler at each other all the time and be on the phone for hours and minutes, but right now I barely get to see my people because all my homies, you know, my partner DJ Loon in Kansas City, everybody, I ain't really talked to people in a long time because we be working. So if you're working, then hit me up, man. I can make sure you get, even if I can't do it, I know a bunch of people that can do it for you. You know what I mean? They might be closer to your area. So I can just tell you, hey, holler at my folks right there. You know, because he do videos or he do graphics or he got printing or he do whatever closer to you. So, I mean, you know, everybody asks me who print and who do this and that. I'm like, I know people do T-shirts and all that, but when I get to mentioning them figures, their face get to cranking up, and I don't hear from them no more. And you don't hear from them no more. Don't mean that they go somewhere else and find something cheaper. It's like they just think, oh, man, he just trying to charge me all kinds. This fool think he doing it. No, it's what it costs. It costs for materials. It costs for ink. It costs for transportation if I got to come bring stuff to you and all that. So, I mean, a person that's trying to run a business to pay the bills and pay the lights and all that, he got to think in his mind, okay, it costs this much for the rent, it costs this much for that. I got to at least make this much a month. So that means I got to charge this, and that. You know, that if you was really running a business, you would understand. So don't go to somebody asking for deals and stuff with my name. You know what I mean? If you hook up with somebody, you say you heard them from the Real Talk with Emo show, or you seen them on Emo TV, or you seen them on Emo Facebook, don't lie and tell them that I told you was going to get a deal. You know what I mean? Because if you're about that, whatever is supposed to be happening, going to happen anyway. I'm pretty sure a person will give you a deal if you're trying to get two covers instead of one, or three covers instead of one. You know what I mean? So do it right if you're going to do it, man. That's how I see it. With that being said, I just want to say thanks to everybody, man, that called in. My homie Peter Parker, my homie Big Nas that called in, you know, everybody else that called in on the line and didn't want to talk. I appreciate you for calling regardless. I appreciate all the people that's listening online right now, live. This is what I do every Monday just for you, 10 p.m. Tune in, Real Talk with Emo.
The sound of the Mac, bitch. Before I pull back and drop tips, that'll smack quick. See my tactics are galactic, unheard, seen the practice. I'm a Mac of the fact, bitch. I'm back in action. It's a cold ass game when you fucking Viet Cong. I drop bombs on a trick like it's 67-9. Ride through deep beefing, 67-9. Leave you with love than a plague hitting 67 strong. I jump in the whip and I'm shaking them all. Jump in the whip and I'm shaking them off. Ain't no time to be wasted. I'm paid it or racing. Packing the gap with the back of the black pit, fat for the crack cocaine. Serving the back to the pet to count the dough and grab my change. A black mask with a pass that's at your home. Open my vision. Gotta be stopped on on bitch. I'm sending piss up in your district. Tripping edition, crippin' on mission. Dissing on bitches, robbery. Invasions, leaving versions, the equation, cause it don't bother me.
There's something inside of me, telling me to get it. Smashing up the alley on my left, Mr. Pillet. I ride through the back street, 12-6 the building. Running from the police, hiding the ceiling. There's something inside of me, telling me to kill it. Smashing up the valley on my left, Mr. Pillet. Riding through the people, yeah, I fucks with the realest. When I back to that gang, I'm stack in the building.
Gordon Block 2, Bent Loke. Meet you like fish food. Look close, I see Tennessee. Real life misconstrued, help ain't missing you. Listen you, Fox 40 News, muddy footprint shoes. Look, take a trip to the clay bank, stank maneuver, breathing through the louvers. It's hella hot on the levee road, police probing, so I'm hot like heat stroke. Still I'm leaking smoke from the roast out the window. Yeah, and not even a little bit though. Hungry, knowing grip, pistol in my lap, swerving lanes to the wake, like this the Hurston thing. Something in front of me yanking hastily, and the damnness say he in cahoots. So I wait him up like Chip Boots, with a whole clip swing loose. Kiss the boots and while he's down there groveling, hogwaddling, it's poppycock you talking. So now everybody in my view is getting dotted.
There's something inside of me, telling me to get it. Smashing up the alley on my left, Mr. Pillet. I ride through the back street, 12-6 the building. Running from the police, hiding the ceiling. There's something inside of me, telling me to kill it. Smashing up the valley on my left, Mr. Pillet. Riding through the people, yeah, I fucks with the realest. When I back to that gang, no stack in the building.
Turn the mic on. Turn the earphones on right quick. Alright. Okay. Yeah.
Sacktown, Sacktown, big city of dreams. And everything in the town ain't always what it seems. You might get killed if you come from out of town. I was raised in the Bay, but I live in Sacktown. Niggas don't respect gang, that's why I'm doing my thing. Let it bang on these bitch ass niggas while counting change. Money the only thing I think about getting guap daily. Fuck that other bullshit, I gotta make it pay me. Yeah, cause all they wanna do is see me broke. But all I wanna do is hit the studio and smoke. It's no joke, I'm still broke, but quick to hit the corner, let the wheels spin fast while I swing the ass. Yeah, I figurated up the block, nigga. I keep it hot, off top, it don't stop, nigga. Until I get a couple mil in my pocket. Niggas all on my nuts and bees wanna jock it. Stop it, when my album drop, go and cop it. Then we can talk if you help a nigga make a profit. You can find me in the SAC. All you gotta do is ask about Emo E. And they'll tell you I be out here trying to get that cake. And then they might tell you that I smoke on grapes. Cause all I do is try to make a million or two.
Million or two.
And hit the lab every day and do what I do. Ain't trying to be like you because I keep it all original. I keep saying it, but I don't think they hear me though. I'm from the Bay to the SAC. I'm just trying to let you know about me. It's Emo. And face that. Yeah.
What's good, my peoples? If you would like to be a guest, co-host, or get your music or commercial played on the Real Talk with Emo radio show, you can hit me up at facebook.com/emo3000 or email me at emo3000@aol.com. Please name the song with the name of the artist, title, and in MP3 format. Hopefully mixed the best way it can be. Get at me ASAP so I can get it on the air as soon as possible. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo.
up with it. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo, like it should be every Monday at 10 p.m. You know how I get down. But I just wanted to talk about something else right quick. Now, these promoters, to you promoters out there throwing shows, some of these things got to stop to make your show be successful. For one, there's a certain amount of people that you got to satisfy when you're throwing a show. You cannot just try to satisfy yourself by trying to make money or having people that you just want to perform. What that end up doing is making the show selfish. It makes it seem like, you know, it's not a good time for everybody that came out. So for one, you got the people that own the club, the bar. They want people that's coming that's going to buy beer and liquor and drink. So you got to make sure you get people that's going to come in there and drink, get a little loose with their drink and start having a good time. And that'll make for a good time. It's all, you know, it all goes hand in hand. Unless it's not that kind of show where you're drinking at. Then, you know, you just got to invite people that's going to support the building and maybe buy some food or sodas or whatever. Then those people are going to be happy. Then, when you got people coming in at the door or whatever, you know, try to keep the prices down low at $5 or something. So the people that's coming don't feel like they drove so far to pay all this money and now they got to pay all that. Don't do that five stuff before 11 and then $10 after, because people don't come to after 11 anyway. So, I mean, if you're going to start your show, maybe you might want to say it starts at 10 and you won't feel so bad. The DJ getting there late at 9:30 and all that stuff. I mean, you know, the DJ is supposed to be there at 8:30. If you make a deal with the DJ, make sure he know, hey, he'll go half your money up front. Give him half his money up front. Don't tell him he's going to get paid that day, the night of the show, because he's not going to care and come on time. But if you give him half of his money up front, and then you give him half of the rest of the money off the door, then he'll feel obligated to be on time because he got paid to be there. So he'll be there. You want the music set up before everything else. That way you can test the music out. You know, you won't have feedback coming from the speakers and all of that stuff. You know, you'll see how close you can go to with the speakers. You'll have you and somebody up there play some music and just go over some, test the mics out, and you'll be able to see if the mics is somewhat set up right. Most of the time, these DJs come in late, and people are setting up the show in the middle of the crowd while people are sitting there and feedback going on. They all listening. So I'm walking in this show, and I'm listening, and everybody in the show is just telling you all the bad things that's going on as soon as you walk in. Man, the music is terrible. The DJ is bad and all, whatever. Okay, that's cool too, but, you know, give him a chance. I feel like, yeah, this is, I guess I know that because I threw a lot of shows, and I know that some things happen, so we have to give the show a chance. But the people that paid their money to come out there, they think like, man, I'm coming to something, you got your shit right. Okay? So those are a few things. The next couple of people that you need to make happy are the artists that you invited to come perform. They should feel like you care about them, man. They should feel VIP, not to where they can walk in the door with 30 people for free. You know, tell them, you know, you can have two or three people with you for free. The rest of the people that come with you got to pay five, or maybe you say five for two people. You know what I mean? If you got two people, we're giving both in for five because you're performing and like, just keep treating them VIP, but don't let them run you over. Don't let them just walk in the door with 30 people and you don't make no money. So then you get them in there, they feeling good and happy or whatever. Tell them ahead of time that they only performing 1 to 3 songs. That way you know that your show is not going to go over and everybody's going to get their turn. Don't book too many artists. You got people standing on the side waiting and stuff because everybody's not coming on time, you know, whatever the case may be. So you got to push people back. You charging this person to get on, didn't charge this person. So you got to let this person perform because you charged him and then you didn't charge other artists. That's ridiculous. If it's a charge to get on show, everybody that's performing should pay to get on. Unless it's an artist name that you paying to get on because their name going to bring out so much money and so much crowd and all that stuff, then it's a vice versa thing. But you are the one setting up the venue that's promoting for these artists. So these artists should respect you, too, for calling them to be on an event that you went through so much to put together. So basically, man, everybody has to be happy. It has to be a happy medium between the crowd, the club owners. The promoter that's throwing the show needs to be happy, so the artist that's coming in should respect him. Even if you come in with five songs and he tell you, hey, man, can you just do two tonight or can you just do three tonight? Don't act like a little girl, man, but I got five songs and I brought my homies with me and they were supposed to be on the other last two songs and now they're going to be mad. If your homies coming with you and they down with the movement, whatever, and you be able to go tell, hey, y'all, dude said we only going to do two or three tonight, so we're just going to do three. We ain't going to be able to do them five, but they gonna, y'all going to be up there with me. If they can't understand that, then they don't know how to handle business and they shouldn't be around you. They just trying to come up off your shine, hoping that they get to be on the stage and look like an idiot up there with all that old loud shit. No dance moves. Is they your dancers back there? Are they your backup men back there? What are they doing back there? Crowding the stage, and you can't tell who the rapper is because he in the middle of all of them with the mic hella far from his mouth, so you can't hear him spitting, and you can't really tell who the hell's spitting. So the artist should give the promoter some respect, too. We know y'all Crips and Bloods and all that stuff. Everybody in the club probably know that. Everybody from the hood, everybody from SAC, we all know y'all Crips and Bloods. Why do the artists got to come in and Crip walk and throw up their signs and perform songs that's talking about Crips and Cuz and Blood or this and that to other people when you know that might incite a riot? When you know that that might cause problems in here because you talking about Cuz and Bloods on a song, why would you choose that song to do? I'm pretty sure you got more than three songs. If you don't got more than three songs, you shouldn't be performing at a show. Performing at a show is promoting the music that's finna come out. You don't see Mary J. Blige running around performing her ass off all the time at any old little club. She start performing when her album finna come out. You see Beyonce start performing when her album coming out because you're promoting for your record. But most of these cats just want that fame and to be feeling good. Oh, yeah, we rocking tonight. We rocking tonight. No, you're not. You're going to the stage and you're going to rap a couple of your songs the same old shit. If you can, start screening these brothers and what they performing because some of these cats is performing and all night it seems like you're watching the same performer over and over and over. There's no stage show. There's nothing different. They all downloading beats from SoundClick. All you hear is Johnny Giuliano going through their beats 100 times. I remember I downloaded some beats from dude a long time ago, but it tripped me out like, wow, this dude blew up. Everybody's downloading beats from Johnny. And I said, oh, no, we got to stop that fast. So, you know, I quit that Johnny Giuliano beat shit. But y'all need to stop going to SoundClick, downloading beats, claiming it's your album, coming to a show, performing over that shit like you got slaps. When that damn beat ain't even yours. You ain't got an album finna come out or nothing like that. So then you got the nerve to come in here and disrespect the club owners when they tell you only do, or the promoters, and they tell you to do three songs and you just got five songs going on full of this bullshit. You know, you see the crowd walking off of the floor, going outside, smoking, some people leaving because they like, man, this is a piece of shit. I go over here and hang out with my three or four homies and we get drunk and chill better than spending $20 at the bar and not having fun. Don't nobody want to sit in a club and spend money to get in there and then spend money to drink and it ain't popping in here. You can feel the vibe when you walk in like, man, people just standing around looking all funny at each other. You got Crips and Bloods up in here. You don't know one of them finna go crazy. That's why people don't go to the shows. So all you rap niggas out there that be gangbanging on your music and all that, I'm not mad. I'm not talking shit to you, man. I'm just keeping it real. If you want a spot to be throwing events at and to be showing off your music and letting people know how tight you is or whatever, you got to cut the bullshit out. You cannot come to the clubs with 30, 40 deep. Y'all all want to act a fool. Nobody wants to pay. Walk in the door like, man, I got about five dudes with me here. We just going to give you a dub. Can I give you 15 for all my homies? I guarantee you the dude ain't going to turn down nothing. Because he probably intimidated thinking you finna try to come through the door and try to get everybody in there anyway for free. So he expecting that. But just out of respect, dude, you threw this event. I want you to keep this going so we can keep coming out. It might not be a lot of people here now, but if we keep something like this going, eventually it'll be a whole bunch of people in the house, and I'll be one of the people in here because I've been coming to support. He got like 15 for me and my six dudes or whatever. We ain't really got it like that. We're going to fuck with the bar real cool. But here goes something. Me and these three performing. So really, we just stand for them three. Something. That's all I'm asking is, like, I mean, I don't even really throw shows no more because all of this type of stuff was, like, making me mad. You try to hook up a dude to perform and he want to come through and treat you like you owe him. Then you got the club people trying. They saying they didn't make enough money. We might mess around and close this down. Or you got the DJ that came and he ain't good. He just playing music from a laptop. We see two turntables up there, but he ain't using nothing. So, I mean, if you're not going to contribute to the movement, why do it? I don't understand. This is the shit that be making me trip off and I kind of be standoffish about a lot of shit because it'd be like, I try my best to make people understand what I think they should do. But at the same time, I start thinking, okay, well, maybe these people don't really listen and value my word because I ain't really doing all that super this. So I just started smashing out. Now I'm expecting people to listen to me a little bit more, so I talk this type of shit on my radio shows because there are people out there click and play on this. There is people out there listening. So to all you brothers, all you promoters, all you rappers out there that's throwing these shows, make sure when you a promoter, you doing the show, tell these artists up in front how many songs they can do. If you got five artists on the show, you know, maybe they can do five songs apiece. But if you got 20 artists and 10, 15 artists on there, you better limit some people to one song, some people to two, and the max is three. Don't let nobody do their whole album on your show, man. Ain't none of these artists worth that. No one's coming to see these artists do their whole album. Yeah, we coming to support them and see what Sack got to offer, and we supporting the new talent coming up, and we want to see, okay, we might be one of the people might be our friends, and we coming through to see how they get down. But I don't even want to see my own friend up there doing five songs. After so many songs, I'm like, okay, if it's five good-ass songs, I mean, if they got a live band up there or something with them, and they singing, and it's some music and some soulful shit, and they dancing, or they can be rappers that's up there with a dance and a show, then, you know, you entertaining me, I'll watch you for 45 minutes. But if you just giving me a couple of your songs and let me know how you get down or whatever, just give me two or three songs, maybe one of your good ones, and I'll be, one song might grab me. That's just like you having one video on YouTube. You don't upload five videos on YouTube, so I'm going to check out all five of my new videos that just dropped today. You drop one, maybe two, back to back. But that's all you need to give people is something to just grow on. One of your songs that you feel is your radio hit or your show song. Like I said, don't come to the club performing songs and say, fuck you niggas and fuck you bitches. And you bitches ain't shit. Y'all want to suck my dick. You don't talk shit to the crowd, man. Motherfuckers listening, looking at him like, are they looking at me? I'm standing in the crowd. I'm all like, damn, did you hear what he said? No, he didn't. Just say that to us and just turn around, walking away like, oh, it's time to go. Telling you, man, if you don't know the game or whatever the fuck, that's why you should listen to Real Talk with Emo every Monday at 10 p.m. Because I could talk like that. That's why they gave me a radio show. You feel me? I got a little game that can help us out. So let's use it. You feel me? I mean, you know, if you invite me to a show, I'm going to expect you to do what I would do. That's why I'm not throwing shows, because right now it's kind of hard to control all that. I'm saying all this, and I bet you it's not going to change too many people. It might change a couple people. Be like, I heard your radio show, man, and everything you said was real. I'm trying to do that. So all I got to do is touch one person, man. Then it'll spread on to the next person, and one day when people come to me and tell me that they succeeded and did something from the little game I gave them, that's what it's all about. So With that being said, just wanted to say, you know, thank you to everybody that tuned in, everybody that's been on the line holding and listening to me for a minute, everybody that's logged on. You know, press that subscribe, man, on that iTunes, or when you see it on the Facebooks or whatever, and you click on the link and it takes you to the Blog Talk thing or whatever, right under the icon of the picture of the Royalty Magazine cover, which is another part of Streets Radio, you know, Streets Magazine, Royalty Magazine. And, you know, I write a little section in there. But other than that, what I was saying, you know, they have a follow button under there where you can follow and little reminders that come to you about the show finna come on. And, you know, you can get it uploaded to iTunes and put it on your phone and ride around, listen to it, whatever, man. Because you might want to listen to this and get a little bit more of that game in your head. So with that being said, I wanted to move into this next little thing that I wanted to play. It's called Fuck the Illuminati Compilation Sampler. It's a little compilation, you know, that's, you know, about this Illuminati shit that's going on, man. I don't know if y'all really been tuning into that. Some people are just, like, scared of the shit and be like, I don't even want to hear that. If they doing all that type of stuff to us, then ain't that we could do anyway, so I don't even want to hear it. But that's what they want you to do. They want you to feel like you can't do shit about this. Just lie down. I mean, really, you can't. You know what I mean? But I believe, shit, we don't know what can happen, and maybe we could change some shit one day. But the weapons they got, you know, nuclear bombs and all that shit, they can blow up your block in 1 minute if y'all really want to get out of pocket. So, you know, we can't really get – they kill their own people like they kill other people too. I mean, that's practice to them. They go over there fucking up people in all them other countries just to practice on what they might have to do with us when they put all this new shit into works and we don't agree with it. So, with that being said, I make sure that all my music is always telling people, man, it ain't as bright as you see. You know, the light is shining. The bling is shining from the jewelry. It's distracting you from the shit that's really going on in the dark. So that's what that Illuminati shit is about. It's about a bunch of people that's running the country but making you think the president is. You know, they running the gas and all this, and they running the food, and they making you think that, you know, you just dying and catching cancer just naturally. So, I mean, that's been going on since the beginning, since they said year one. We're in year 2011 going on 2012 now. So since this system of the people that numbered these days and said we're going to go by a calendar and all that, they started counting in the year one. They say B.C., before that they say so far, whatever, whatever. So we've been going through this for 2,000 years that they've been setting up this whole little plan. It started from one little stone, rolled down the hill, and turned into an avalanche to where we are today. So don't think anything going on today is just by accident. Like they wake up and just be like, you know what, we should go cut taxes. You know what, we should cut what? No. When they put the shit in the plan, they knew, you know, by this year we're going to change it into something else. So we just see it and like, dang, they finna do this and do that? Nah, that was the plan. So just know that there's somebody out there controlling things that don't really give a damn if you like it or not. They're not the type of people that think, you know, if we hurt somebody, that's bad. No, sometimes they think if they hurt people, it's a casualty of war. So you got to remember that. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play this sampler right here. That's from the Underground Society, Fuck the Illuminati compilation that's coming real soon, presented by Murder Dog. I got a song on there called Damn. And it's like, damn, this is what they're going to do to us or whatever. You hear the song come in on a sampler, and you'll be like, okay, that's the song right there. But I just wanted to play this for y'all so you'll know what the compilation had to offer. So I'm on there with a lot of big artists, Spice One, all. I can't even remember the whole list of people that's on there because it's a double album. Ice-T, all kind of people on there, man. So I'm proud of that project. It got some real music on there from all over the country, all over the world, from just countries and places that you never thought people was rapping at, coming with some real hard music. So I'm going to play this real quick, and y'all, you know, keep it locked right here. Real talk with Emo, like you should be, every Monday at 10 p.m. You know how we do it. Smoke out.
Hey, yo, check this out, nigga. This is Big Ol' Ice-T, a.k.a. Iceberg. You need to check out Underground Society, a.k.a. Fuck the Illuminati. It's the number one. one compilation on earth, bitch. Act like you know. Get some fucking knowledge, man. Listen to this. Stop listening to all that pop bullshit.
Кого заклеит долгим, кто-то крошит просто. Кто-то ходит за кулками, а кто-то ровно. Этот блок знает, кого и как долбит. Мы берем ступеньки, по ним удобнее. Знаю тех, кто летает, но ненадолго. Рано или поздно их отпускает вниз. Кто-то любит замутить, сесть на дно, а кто-то просто так лить за полдозы. Гоняем сприт по бедам, убиваем время. Я читаю рэпчик, мне важна карьера. Каждый сам должен знать.
Give a damn about you.
Gotta keep my head on tight, we in the matrix. Hard like Neo clothes, they all black. Cause they got a plan, I'm saying it's all facts. Look it up, nigga, you'll see it's the truth. I wouldn't bring it up if I didn't have proof. My nigga, don't trip, cause see, I never slip. And I keep a Ziploc bag of that super crip. We call it kryptonite, and I'll be Superman. So I'ma do it for my niggas out in Pakistan. Killing motherfuckers for the USA. And he was only 16, the president is so mean. What about the change he was telling me about? If we won, he was finna get the troops out. But ain't nobody worried about the real shit that's going on. So I gotta keep it smoking till my brain gone. And I hope he legalize it before he terminate it. You know they got a plan to have the world vaccinated. When you refuse, you be locked up and euthanized. In a cage like a motherfucking animal. Damn.
Damn, damn, damn. They don't really care about us.
Wird nur über manche Lippen sich betreten, nur alte Wunden. Vergiss die Vergangenheit, erzähl nur das jetzt. Manchmal braucht es Niederlagen, dass man das Leben wieder schätzt. Erlage. Da würde ich am liebsten alles hinschmeißen, meine Mauer packen und auf die ganze Welt scheißen. Doch ich hab Verpflichtung.
My eyes are closed, but now I see the true enemies hidden well inside of me. My only remedy is God, please help me be a thug. Warrior speaking up and make them fear. Make the rise, the nation that defends the pride. Cause our prophet lifts his high for time as the shield is the day he dies. He gets this right, so till I die, I travel the greatest. We all gotta grow. United we stand, divided we fall. The streets make the rules and the rules have law. I'm ready not the one to slow it down and take a pause. I'm here to get you calling you for something never strong. I'm creeping through your eardrums like telephone calls. I bet they never seen it coming like the follow around. I represent St. Louis, but I gotta bring it home. Eastside, B-City, I hold the throne. If God is the author, then I am the poem. But like
fuck that all, C and I. I'm watching and watching me. Speeding past the red light while the camera's clocking me. Taking pictures, but I don't give a fuck. I'm being Latin on the ass, disappearing the cut. Money the root of evil, feed the belly of the beast. Peace to Michael Jackson, Machiavelli, and EVE. No man can predict when the world is gonna end. Just get right with the Lord and repent for all your sins. Cause only God knows when Armageddon is coming. When he lay his final judgment on man, child, and woman. And the Statue of Liberty is a motherfucking pimp. Cause she can save hella taxpayers' money by using him. For gas, oil, building houses, and making clothes. George Washington planning him cause the motherfucker knows. Illuminati, Glock rock your body. Put a slug in his ass up in Bebe's potty. Niggas getting pulled over with heat riding Bugattis. And the Bilderbergs don't give a fuck about nobody. Watch the signs like Mel Gibson. While NASA in Area 51 stay hidden. 13 arrows and 13 feathers. They all meet at the Bohemian Grove together. That's why we got a president and don't have a king. Cause the country's a corporation and it's ran by the green. We need to get together, start concentrating. And have our own thug world, have our own thug nation. We'll be right back.
Whoa. I think Spice One summed it all up in that last little piece of snippet right there of what the compilation is all about, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you know, just pay attention to my walk. That's all you got to do. If you do that, you'll see everything that I got going on. I got a lot of projects that I'm featuring on, you know. A lot of stuff I do, I don't even remember I did it because, you know, by the time it come out, I've been and moved on to a lot of other stuff. But we got a lot of projects coming out over here. We got the D-Dub Volume 2 finna come out in a little bit. Shoddy's Academic Probation album is going to drop. My Worldwide Pandemic Mixtape Volume 6. I'm going to drop that on 9/11. So, you know, that's going to be an album full of letting you know type stuff. So, you know, that's a free mixtape, so you'll be able to download that. And I'll have copies out on the street, too. So then we got the Emo TV Volume 1 DVD coming out. And that's going to be full of all the footage and stuff that you see on YouTube and all that. You know, just so you can have copies of it at your house and look at it without having to log on to YouTube. A lot of people can't really get on the internet. Everybody don't have, you know, them high-tech phones or whatever, so I got to put it out to make sure everybody see it. Now, what else do I got? What else do I got? What else do I got? I mean, that's about it. I mean, you know, shoot, we got about 25 minutes, so I guess I'm just going to play some music and, you know, support the movement. You know how we do it. You tune in to Real Talk with Emo like you should be every Monday at 10 p.m. This is live, no scripts, man. So, you know, I might twist my tongue up every now and then, but you know it's going down. Keep it locked.
Rap game, joke game, paid both ways. Put in work like a five-man long day. Louis shoes. Under spells, I'ma split the curse. They rather see me dead or see me in a hurt. They rather see me up in a pen instead of in the church. They tryna tell us that this video is lies. Fuck Illuminati, I can stare them in the eye. These niggas rep the tip of a sword, bruh. Pay attention, nigga, Pop try to warn ya. Can't believe shit, I don't know what is real. The way they talking, I don't even want a deal. Sell my soul, fuck it, I don't even want a meal. That's a motherfucking feeling I don't even want to feel. Feeling like Pop, Illuminati. Had my album, don't sell that one, never shot. The highest on the charts, they can never top. They can never replace, but always copy. Like a fiend on dope, I'm staying up. Like security guard, nigga, I stay in front. Quiet ass nigga, I ain't saying much. High rep Illuminati, with a can front. I'm feeling like Pop, Illuminati. All my niggas got guns, we don't do karate. Excuse me, our ways may seem devilish, but I can tell you this, I can never be on some devil shit. To get rich, I'ma do anything in my power. Jesus Christ is the one and only high power. Tub full of holy water, that's my shower. Heaven kingdom up above, that's my tower. I'm throwing up a B, nigga, and it's not a six. Pot living through my veins, I am not a bitch. Head above the water, nigga, never underground. And watch out for them snakes when they come around. This ain't even everything, this is my angle. You ain't a circle or a square, you's a triangle. I do it for a pot, this is what he taught me. Keep your head up and kill Illuminati. Feeling like Pot, Illuminati. Had my album, don't sell that one, never shot. The highest on the charts, they can never top. They can never replace, but always copy. Like a fiend on dope, I'm staying up. Like a security guard, nigga, I stay in front. Quiet ass nigga, I ain't saying much. High rep Illuminati with a K in front.
Going down, going down. Going down, going down. Going down, going down. Going down.
Uh-huh. Blockhead. Super Silver Hay. Hash Plant. A.E. Hit this shit, homie.
Thanks, homie. Thank you. Let me see that shit.
Yeah, let's medicate everybody, let's celebrate. Behind the dark screen, as we elevate, switching dimensions of the day. So sticky, so green. Yeah, let's medicate everybody, let's celebrate. Behind the dark screen, as we elevate, switching dimensions of the day. So sticky, so green.
I pulled up, coughing and choking in a cloud of smoke. I can barely breathe, man, I'm high as fuck, I can barely see. Feeling handicapped, I call it wheelchair weed. One hit'll have you knocked off of your feet. That's what I fuck with, no me, smoke weed by the OZ with no moderation. Break it up, roll it up, light it up, and let me taste it. I'll show you how it's done. To the fingernail, I'm always smelling like a skunk. I keep it in my pocket, fuck the trunk. I keep it on hand, just can't get enough. Call me Puff the Magic Dragon. Got me Chinese eyes, dummy high, rolling 3.5. Got my switch doubled up, call it double dust. Looking like it might bust. At the scene, packed full of spinach. Even Pop, I couldn't finish. Big smoking, big weed. Come on, fuck with me, I'm setting off fire alarms, call the fire chief.
Let us medicate everybody, let's celebrate. Behind the smoke screen, as we get a big switch of dimensions that they take. Oh, so scary, so green. Let us medicate everybody, let's celebrate. Behind the smoke screen. We got the big switching dimensions of the day. Oh, so sticky, so green.
Freestyle music. log on to paystyle.net for more information. And don't forget to check out Emo TV on youtube.com/emo3000. That's E-M-O-E 3000. Need a YouTube video, studio time, graphic design, promotion, music production, or anything I can do to help, hit me anytime at facebook.com/EMOE3000.
I'll play you. One game, one on one.
A what?
Your heart.
Maybach music.
What? What? I'm smoking dope. I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope straight off the iPhone. He want a quote. He talking nine zones. He bought four. I 25 more. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG. Bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG. Bitch, I got eight balls.
Shiny cars with them ghetto superstars in them. New J's. 501 hard denim, big K's, will not hesitate to pop them. Memphis 10 like a nigga living in Gotham. 8-ball, why they call him 8-ball? Cause in the hood he used to hit them with them 8-balls. Slab rider, H-Town, love prices, unbelievable profits and beautiful Latin bitches. Hot weather, had a jack of trigger finger itching. Niggas scared of time, end up in a room snitching. I'm in the sun, nigga, burning on a big swisher. Getting richer, ain't no time for you broke bitches.
I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope, straight off the iPhone. He want a quote, he talking nine zones. He bought four, I 25 more. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece, straight eight balls. MJG, bitch, I got eight balls.
Man, I used to touch work. You just sent your homies out to do the dirt. Listen first, y'all really don't normally hear me brag about kids. But in the 90s, I done touched plenty bags. And this shit, I'm talking money and work. Man, we had it by the piles. We was out 55 like it's going out of style. Out of style. What you know about them birds down in Texas? Taped up and greased up so they go undetected. Them small town boys coming by the shit load. Chipping in together, trying to get the big load. At one time, I could have got you whatever you needed. Your appetite was greedy, I was the one who could feed it. From Memphis to Texas, I could feel your order. Cause of what you paid, I only paid a quarter. Only a fraction of it, cause I'm right here by the border. They should have made a show about me called a dope order.
I'm smoking dope, I'm on my cell phone. I'm selling dope. Straight off the iPhone. He want a quote. He talking nine zones. He bought four. I 25 more. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG. Bitch, I got eight balls. Nine piece. Straight eight balls. MJG. Bitch, I got eight balls.
Thanks for listening to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That's streets spelled with a Z. And listen to any past shows you may have missed. Or check me out on facebook.com/emo3000. And I'll make sure you get what you need. Once again, thanks for chilling with the real. And be sure to come back every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time so we can do it all over again. And remember, life is too short to waste time to be something you're not. Be the best person you can be is all I can ask. And that's real talk. Be safe and smoke out.
Situation, me just thinking on the time that I'm facing.
pa-pa-pum, rum pa-pa-pum, rum pa-pa-pum. Man down, rum pa-pa-pum, rum pa-pa-pum, rum pa-pa-pum.
Your best friend, we get out, have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas and why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy, cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah, and I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got, tripping off you cause you had your shot, with my skin tan and my hair long, and my fans who've been so patient, me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate your rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations, I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking. Watch me take
all
it.
I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young, and I'm only getting older. Somebody should've told you I'm on one. Yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one.
I said fuck it, I'm on
one. I'm burning purple flowers, it's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning in the belt, move the kids to the heels. Been shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate, still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? In a room full of money out in London as she screams. Baby, I could take it there. Call Marc Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chip.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck in my excuses that I'm young, and I'm only getting older. Somebody should've told you I'm on one. Yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one.
could be purple, it could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be got, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm a home run. I still fuck with a home run. I walk around clubs, fuck everybody, and all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening, nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga, I should dust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm focused, might as well say cheese for the pitchers. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a dissect a nigga like science. Put an end to your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov, it's a slim chance I fall. Olive oil, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes, I swear I'm trying to stop the violence.
All I care about is money, yeah. In the city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young, and I'm only getting older. Somebody should have told you I'm on one. Yeah,
no laptop,
fuck it, I'm on one.
Y-M-F-B.
I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white.
Nah, I get
Thanks for listening to the Real Talk with Emo Radio Show. Remember, if you ever miss the show, you can always visit blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio. That street spelled with a Z. And listen to any past shows you may have missed. Or check me out on facebook.com/emo3000. And I'll make sure you get what you need. Once again, thanks for chilling with the real. And be sure to come back every Monday at 10 p.m. West Coast time so we can do it all over again. And remember, life is too short to waste time to be something you're not. Be the best person you can be is all I can ask. And that's real talk. Be safe and smoke out.
Peace.